Welcome to your Sunday Reader. Today we'll be discussing the readings for the first Sunday of Advent 2009. A reading from the letter of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her, the Lord our justice. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul.
To you, O Lord, I lift my soul.
Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and for you I wait all the day.
To you, O Lord, I lift my soul.
Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice and teaches the humble his way.
To you, O Lord, I lift my soul.
All the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy toward those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him, and his covenant for their instruction.
To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his holy ones. Amen. Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that, as you received from us, how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness, and the anxieties of daily life, and that catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Hello and welcome to your Sunday Reader. I'm Father Brian and I'm here today with Dawn.
Hello, everyone.
And Dawn, today is a very special day on the podcast because it marks our third anniversary, but it's actually the completion of a full liturgical cycle of all 3 years.
Does that mean we can cheat and just replay the 3 years ago version?
That's exactly what we should do. And it'll probably say something like, "Yes, this is our first podcast. We're just trying this out. If you have any questions, you know."
But I bet it was really good because, you know, the first ones are always good because you're so nervous, you over-prepare.
Well, I remember we had the sound recording. Remember the first few, probably months, we had all the issues with the sound, sound quality and things. And so it might not be that good. It'd be interesting to go back and hear them. I guess I could do that if I wanted to.
We probably should have done that to prepare.
We could have, that's right. Said, "Well, here's what we said last time, and here's how much wiser we are now."
Oh, dear.
Now, Dawn, we both also just got back from NCYC, the National Catholic Youth Conference. We'll talk about our lives a little before we get into these scripture readings. Why not?
Sounds good. All right.
How did you find the experience?
Oh, it's always so motivating, and it's an awesome experience. The worst part of it is having to come home. You know, they talk about coming down from the mountain of transfiguration. That's exactly it. And every single time, it's like, oh, I don't want to go back. I have to, leave my new family that I've sort of made and entrust them to the world that will eat them up. But the whole experience was awesome. What did you think for the first time going?
I thought it was an amazing experience. And just seeing the faith of the young church, mm-hmm. seeing the people coming in for adoration and flocking for the sacrament of confession, coming together, 22,000 people coming to praise and worship God, was just an awesome experience. Totally. So I had a wonderful time. I'm still kind of on a high from all of that.
It is. It really is just an amazing thing.
And one of the things that I think it has done is it's helped to prepare me to prepare for that second coming of Christ. How's that for a transition?
Nice transition, because not only is it the anniversary of our podcast, it's the first Sunday of Advent. That's hard to believe, too.
It is. Uh-huh. And a lot of times we have that tendency to want to look ahead towards Christmas. But I think before we do that, maybe we should spend a little time talking about Advent and mm-hmm. what it means to wait. Because that's really what Advent is. It's that period of waiting. And certainly, we can be looking forward to Christmas because that's what we're waiting for, is the birth of Christ. And it's an interesting thing for us Catholic Christians, because we're kind of caught in this tension between the fact that Christ has already come, so we're not preparing for his first coming, but we're also we're preparing to celebrate that, but we're also preparing for the second coming of Christ. Mm-hmm. And in today's gospel reading, we hear a little bit about what that's going to look like, and Jesus telling his disciples that there'll be all these things, there'll be all sorts of signs. The sun, the moon, and the stars will have signs, that the nations will be in dismay and perplexed. People will die of fright. And a lot of times, we hear kind of all these end of the world, stories that are happening, including the movie 2012 that's out in theaters now.
Yeah.
And people tend to use them as frightening things or something like that. But really, for us who are Christians and who have faith, as Christ tells us, that this shouldn't be frightening, but we should stand erect. We should be prepared for it. And certainly that's one of the things that we should be doing during this Advent, is celebrating the second coming of Christ, who will come at some point undisclosed to everyone, including Christ himself. Only the Father knows, as we've heard a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But certainly we should be preparing for that. And of course, Christ tells us how to prepare for that. He says, don't be caught drowsy or drunk or anything like that, but to be vigilant for that second coming. In other words, we should always live our lives as if that second coming is imminent, whether or not it is.
That second line, or the second part from the line you just read, caught me most today. He says don't be drowsy from carousing and drunkenness, which usually isn't my problem. Sometimes I'm drowsy because I'm tired, but other than that. But the second part says, and the anxieties of daily life. And for me, that's, I get so caught up in, how is this going to happen? How is that going to happen? Who do I have to help? Who do I have to do this for? And things like that, that I totally lose what's really going on around me, and what I forget to be tuned into what's being asked of me from God. I'm so concerned about other people. So anyhow, that line stopped me in my tracks this morning. I thought, guess I need to be thinking about that.
Yeah. And that's true. I mean, because that's part of the whole thing, is where's our trust? Is it in mm-hmm. God, or is it in us? Because the anxieties really come if we think that the trust is in us, or if we're worried maybe that God isn't going to take care of us in some way. And we've talked about that in the podcast. I think last week I mentioned the Pope's line, where he said a lot of times, we get worried that God's not going to do things the way he's supposed to, so we try to take him into our own hand. And that whole line, God forbid something happen, and just in case you're not going to forbid it, I'll forbid it for you.
Right.
So, but really, we don't want to be we need to learn to let go of our control, our sense of control, because that's really what causes our anxieties. If we ultimately can lay back and say, you know what, God, this is all in your hands, and I'm just going to trust you. Mm-hmm. Now, that's easier said than done. one of the great stories I always like on that line comes from the story of Pope. I don't know if you've heard about Pope John the 23rd. Every night before he'd go to bed, he would say, "God, it's your church. I'm going to bed."
That's awesome.
I think it's a great line. You know, we could say that with anything. You know, "God, it's your world. I'm going to bed now. God, you know, I, you know, whatever it is, I'm going to bed because you're the one in charge of all of this, and there's nothing I can do to fix everything. I just have to trust it's all in your hands."
If only I could have that sort of faith.
Yeah. Like I said, it's one of those things a lot easier said than done. Yeah. I think all of us struggle with that at some point and to some degree, that saying, "I want to be in control because if I don't, then this won't get done," or whatever. And that's certainly not an excuse for laziness to say that, you know, God's not going to do, or God's going to take care of everything, so why should I do anything? But the thing is, knowing that everything we do, ultimately, whether it appears to be a success or a failure, God's the one behind it. And it will be successful for whatever God needs it to be successful for, because God's plan can't be averted or diverted by humanity.
As hard as we try.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's one of those things, too, a lot of times when you see these 2012 movies or something like that about the apocalypse, the thing that always gets me with these movies is that somehow, in the end, human beings can save themselves. You know, whether it's like,
right,
you know, we build a spaceship or a bunker or something, like in the Deep Impact or Armageddon or something like that. But it doesn't really address the real issue, which is that, you know, we do live in a corruptible world that's going to pass away. One of the antiphons when I was with Holy Cross that we would use at the end of night prayer during Advent is, "May grace come and this world pass away." And it's a prayer from the Didache, actually, the teaching of the 12 apostles, and it's actually found in the Catechism as well. But I think it's a wonderful prayer because it's acknowledging that this world is corruptible and it will pass away. And ultimately, that's a good thing for us who are Christians, because it means that it'll be the coming of the eternal world, the next world, where nothing will be corruptible.
Oh, I can't wait for that day.
Yes, it will be nice. In the meantime, we're stuck in these, you know, frail bodies that experience fright and things. But ultimately, what we have to do is be mindful of our faith and then live out that faith so that when that end of the world does come, it doesn't surprise us like a trap, as Jesus says in the scriptures today.
Right.
Anyway, Dawn, I can see that we are coming towards the end of the podcast. And so I want to thank people for joining us. Hopefully everybody has a happy and safe Thanksgiving if they listen to this before Thanksgiving. And hopefully everyone will enter into the spirit of Advent and really use this as a time to prepare themselves not only for the Christmas, but for that second coming, to live out that Christian calling to the best of their ability. And hopefully they'll join us next week on Your Sunday Reader. Have a good week. God bless.